This is the Composer's Datebook for January 2nd. I'm John Zeck. In 1885, a 20-year-old violinist named Franz Kneisel came to America to become concertmaster of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. That same year, he formed the Kneisel Quartet, the first professional string quartet in America. For the next 30 years, their concerts were major musical events. For example, on today's date in 1894, this review of a Kneisel Quartet performance appeared in the Boston Globe. It was one of the most interesting concerts ever given in Chickering Hall. First on the program was the Dvorak Quartet in F major, which has never before been played in public. It was given a private performance in New York recently, and the composer was so pleased with the playing of the Kneisels that he gave them the manuscript, which they used last night. This composition, the reviewer continued, is the result of the coming of Dvorak to this country. It was written last summer and is supposed to be distinctly American. There is certainly in it much that is strikingly original, and the melodious parts strongly recall the type of Southern Negro music that the composer says he had in mind when he wrote the quartet. The whole is tuneful and taking. Last night, the playing of the performers was exceptionally good, and the listeners were stirred to a high pitch of enthusiasm. It is safe to say that the Dvorak Quartet is a success. Not a bad morning after review for the premiere of Dvorak's now famous American Quartet, Opus 96. For more positive and positively negative reactions to music old and new, check our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.